This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
It is the first Tuesday here in the month of March, which means the guys are inside the ESPN Ithaca studios for another edition of Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday. Alex Linda, Alex Jankowski, the madness is here. We've got so many sports things happening all at once. How are you guys holding up?
The beer is here.
That's true. Yes, it is. And you've been brewing some new stuff as well.
Yeah, we've got a new thing coming every week this month, I believe.
I saw that on Instagram. Indeed. Yeah. I literally saw that on Instagram. Was it a couple of days ago? Yep. That, hey, every single week, something new is being released. And I was wildly excited for it.
Yeah,
you guys.
We got two of the four with us today.
Well, should we dive into it or should we keep the banter going here?
What good is it to wait?
I know, that's true. That's true. Hey, real quick.
Before, this isn't wine. We're not trying to age it over here.
As we get ready to open up this first Colossic can, I do want to talk about you for a hot second because you said you were tasting this past weekend up in Rochester. Fill the people in on what you were doing.
Oh, yeah. The New York State Beer Competition. Yeah. Kind of the biggest one of the year for New York, and I believe the biggest beer competition in the country.
Nice humble brag.
I mean, I'm not the organizer or anything, so tons of respect for the New York State Brewers Association for putting it together and getting all the volunteers together. It's a huge operation, but yeah, there was maybe 50 of us judging. Thousands of beers in dozens of categories. Just hanging out all day Saturday, Sunday, tasting beers. I didn't have a single bad one, which is wild to me. So New York State beer has come a long way. But it was tons of fun and also extremely exhausting.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to ask, because I genuinely was curious, like, how that whole process kind of goes in the sense of, like, how much you're given throughout the course of, like, a day, a session, and everything like that. Like what exactly you're sampling and how all that goes down.
Yeah, so Saturday is qualifying rounds. Yeah. Sunday is meddling rounds. So Saturday is heavy. We're, you know, especially when you're talking about like IPAs and light lagers. The max we're doing are 9 different beers at a time within one category. But like those two especially, there's maybe hundreds of entrants. So I think on Saturday I had 7 separate rounds of tastings, including, I mean, there was one section that was like 2 different sour rounds followed by a barrel aged round. And I just needed a nap so bad. but like I said, you know, I've done this before years past. It's been a while, but talking 5-6 years ago when you'd always get a couple like real stinkers, like not good beer. Yeah. And I didn't get a single one today, so it was, I mean, this weekend, so that was pretty great.
That's cool. That's really cool to see the quality of it all just continue to build and everything. All right, well, let's get to it. We've been talking about the beer long enough. Alex Jankowski's just waiting to open up this Colossic again. He's just like rearing back, ready to go. What do we got here first?
Yeah, talk about beer, but let's actually drink some beer.
I just have not had enough beer over the past
2 days,
so I'm really excited again.
Well, we got some catching up to do over on this side of the ledger over here. So we previewed it last month. It is released now, just released this past Friday.
Yep.
This is the Hellesbach. Brewed with the idea of welcoming in the spring. Yep. So you get those days, cold, rainy, some snow every now and then still. So really strong malt backbone on this. Yep. 7.4% ABV, but still clear, crisp, smooth.
Smell is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that is also very good. I say also because literally anything you've done has been remarkably good. That is wildly smooth.
Right.
Wildly smooth. What was the decision with this one?
So in many ways, this is kind of like a paler version of the Doppelbock, but also has like a little heavier handed hop character to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just thought that fit spring really well. This beer actually has another name called the Maibock, and is pretty traditionally released in like late April to get ready for May.
Okay.
But I thought with like this, how strong an ABV it is, that really nice like rich malt character, that it fits really well. And this is like still kind of cold weather we have going on, so that'd be nice to get it in there now.
This is literally the worst time of the year weather wise. I hate it. Because, yeah. No, genuinely.
No, like, I
there are so many reasons why I hate it. Not to be that guy, but
you literally will have back-to-back 45, 50-degree days, and then all of a sudden, 3 inches of snow on the ground for no particular reason whatsoever. But, no, this is dynamite. And how long was the brewing process for this one? Do you remember? Anything crazier than usual? Probably not, right?
Well, and it's a lager. I like to give lagers a lot of time in the tank. So this was sitting cold for about 6 weeks, which is pretty standard. Nothing wild for our lagers. But, yeah, the brew day is a little longer because the same with the Doppelbock. We decocted it, you know, like boiling some of the malts and bring out some of that richness in it. And also help it dry out the finish a little bit. So the brew day was long, but in terms of the tank time, it was pretty standard for our lagers.
So Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Alex Linda, Alex Jankowski in the studio with us. As usual, your chance to win a growler and a fill certificate to Wagner Valley Brewing Company is coming up in just a few, ABV on this, 7.4.
Right.
That explains why I can't speak. How about that?
Yeah, she's strong.
Yeah, I know. Jeepers creepers. You wouldn't taste that whatsoever, though.
No, like, yeah, it's a little warm in your chest after you stop drinking, but other than that, it's very smooth beer.
I like that. All right.
And one of those beers, too, that just feels like we've been making, you know, it fits so well into what we talk about, the profile of Wagner Valley.
Yeah.
You know, these classic German lagers, and this is one that, you know, I know it's got, you know, lineage similar in the line with Doppelbock, but a beer we have not had, right. But you taste it, and it just fits seamlessly in with the rest of our program.
That's a good point. All right, we got a bottle of something. And it's a familiar...
I'll turn the label, the big reveal.
Wow, Sugar House Maple Porter. As Alex is getting ready to open it up with my terrible bottle opener, which, on the record, he did say when he came in, hey, do you have your bleep bottle opener? Look at this. The struggle is real, man. I'm sorry. I can't help it that it's so terrible.
I'm testing your skills as a radioman to fill the time while I open it.
Sorry, I know. All right, so... Sorry, I should not have made you reach for my glass there. Alex Jankowski is just doing it all here on this Tuesday. So what's different, what's unique about Sugar House Maple Porter this time around with what he's pouring right now?
Well, compared to past Sugar Houses, I'm not entirely sure. I think the fun thing about it is that it's a fundamentally different beer from Glacial Grind, even though that is also an English porter.
Yeah.
But... You know, that was built around coffee, which is roasty on its own. So, you know, we talked about changing the base, whereas this adds maple syrup, which is sweet on its own.
Yeah.
So complete opposite direction, like really boosting up the roast in the malts. A ton of chocolate rye, which gives this really cool, like powdered cocoa kind of addition to it.
Okay.
And then the maple syrup adds, you know, that sweetness, but also this little kind of woodsy character, which is really cool. It's very complex when you use like real local maple syrup.
Oh, man. Wow.
There's so many different things going
on. Yeah, there are. This has that pure New York style, as good as it gets, 100% real maple syrup.
As darker homegrown grain as it gets,
you know what I mean? At first.
Double A, I think it is.
But it's not like that overbearingly sweet, clearly fake and made, processed through like some big company. This is the real deal, like true local maple syrup. Anyway, this stuff is basically from right up the road, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, the company's in Moravia. Well, company, I don't know if you got it. The guy is in Moravia.
Mm. The farm.
But the sugar house itself is in Newfield, which is even closer. So a little bit from each side of Cayuga Lake.
It's kind of like chocolate chip pancakes, but like when it gets the chocolate chip gets a little burn note to it, you know?
Gosh.
You talk about the roasting elements of it.
That may be the absolute best description. No, seriously. Because there is a lot going on with it.
It's got like, that crunch, you know, that little crunch to it.
Yeah. This is really, really well done. How long did this take you to get done?
This is a pretty quick one, actually. Yeah. You really want to drive the yeast quickly with these ones. It keeps it a little sweeter. It gives the impression that it's thicker, you know, the way people, when you're smelling and you're tasting syrup, you want that, like, thickness that you associate with it. So I think this, you know, grain to glass, as you say, was like 3.5 weeks. It was a pretty quick one.
How much maple syrup do you have to have for something like this?
This was, I did 15 gallons, I believe. So just under 150 pounds, somewhere around there.
What's it like for you when you're walking around and he's doing his thing and he's just like putting maple syrup over the coffee? Like, seriously, what is that like for you?
Phenomenal. you know, no other way to say it, but we were doing We were doing a little bit of testing, kind of some blind, blind for me, not for Alex, just in terms of what percentage of maple is in there. So, the 100% batch versus scaling it back a little bit, 50%. Yeah. And, as we were kind of talking through it, especially when we're talking about a local ingredient, like, nearby maple syrup, like, we went with that 100%. Like, we want it to have, similar, like, when we talked about the coffee porter, where we kind of held, Alex held the beer back a little bit, really let the coffee shine.
Yeah.
I feel like this does that as well. But as you mentioned, Nick, not in a way that it's that cloyingly sweet maple syrup, but that earthiness to it is just adds so many different layers, especially, like, on the finish as it lingers.
I genuinely feel like the description you had of the chocolate chip pancakes with that slight burntness to it, that you put the real 100% maples, like, that's it.
Right.
That's literally that.
And that's the thing. You cannot replicate real flavors with pure extract. It just doesn't work. Like, the amount you would have to add to get the flavor to pop would also bring this, like, kind of artificial rubbing alcohol kind of addition as well, because it's an extract, which it's got some of that in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's just no way to replicate just going and getting the real stuff and putting it in your beer. Which
is, seriously.
This is where I would add that these are bottled as well. So when this releases, six packs will be available at your local Wagner Valley supporting retail shop.
You can also visit them on Route 414 in Lodi. Check them out online at wagnerbrewing.com. Your chance to win a growler and a fill is coming up here in just a couple of moments. What's coming down the pipeline here? Because literally every single week this week, something new is going up on tap.
Yeah, so Maple Porter is this week.
Yeah.
Do
you have this memorized, or am I putting you on the spot with this?
Oh, I've got the next couple weeks memorized. If you're lucky, I was just looking at it this morning. next week, we're going to be releasing Seneca Screamer from last year, our cream ale, dry-hopped cream ale. So that'll be super easy drinking, light, 99% New York State ingredients. So that'll be really fun. And then the week after that is going to be a new one called Wild Bloom. It's a sour, it's basically the Mangosa base.
Yeah.
But I tossed in a ton of fresh sage that I picked up that morning, a ton of pineapple, and it's got a little more of like a flaked barley and wheat and oat to give it a ton more body.
Man, oh man.
That's an IPA technically, right?
And that's, yeah, it's like if Mangosa were a New England IPA. Yeah, it's got that like thick hazy thing going on. So
sign me up. I'm excited.
And he's leaving out the best part for both of those. They are going to be available in cans as well.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, first canning run of the year.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah. This is where I get to have some fun too on the marketing side, just working with a graphic designer on coming together to have, new labels, just kind of give it a little bit of a refreshed look that's still of a piece with everything else we got going on. But I guess we'll probably dive into that a bit more next month.
All right. We'll save it for then. In the meantime, if you want to get some of the goods over there at Wagner Valley Brewing Company, a growler and a fill certificate to a lucky listener who wants to make the call today. What number, gentlemen? Alex Jankowski, it's on you.
Seven.
Seven it is. 607-533-0077. That's 607-533-0077. Looking for caller number seven one more time. 607-533-0077. Win a growler and a fill certificate to Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. Thank you, gentlemen. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
BTL's back after this.